Protect your head from tree branches, signs, and anything your cane doesn't pick up with a Sunu Band, the first smart mobility aid for blind pedestrians.
It's very discreet. I can scan around with my wrist, and the vibrations tell me where the obstacles are in real time. It's like having an invisible cane for my upper body. It makes it easy to keep social distance, navigate crowds, following waiting lines, and more. On top of that, the free mobile app guides me to places, streets, and destinations step by step. The best part is I don't need to take my phone out of my pocket to use these features. Sunu Band is amazing.
Visit sunu.com and learn more. Use discount code BEYOND40 and receive $40 off your Sunu Band. That's sunu.com, S-U-N-U.com.
Spectrum has great news for blind and beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news, access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's X-A-V-I-E-R, SocietyForTheBlind.org.
Many are surprised to learn what a full life a veteran with a disability can lead. For example, Steve Baskis is a 27-year-old veteran who is pursuing a college degree, has taken up mountain climbing, and is blind. Recently, on behalf of BVA and other blinded veterans, he visited the members of Congress to request additional funding for combat-related eye trauma research. He's also participated in Project Gemini, a program that links blinded vets in the U.S. with those in the U.K. To learn more, visit bva.org.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone. Because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Howard Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
The Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
This is your host, Michael. We're live from Orlando, Florida. And if you're tuning in the show for the first time, you turn that down and say, what am I listening to? You listen to a show that's, well, we say we're the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. And right now we have a caller calling in from Greensboro, North Carolina. His name is Kevin. Kevin, are you on the line? Kevin?
Yep. Evening there, Michael, Lynn, Gary.
Hey, good
Michael.
Evening.
Happy New Year, buddy. Yeah, Happy New Year. Hey, you still looking for the guy on that? Oh. The Beach movies?
What are you saying, Kevin? What are you saying?
No. Yeah, I know before the break you gave the girl's name on the Beach movies.
Yes, I said, who's the guy? Can you name any of the guys she was with? And that was with?
Yeah.
The real name?
Yeah.
Who am I talking about? Who?
Yeah, well, it's a wonder you got to get a young one like me to tell everyone.
Oh, that's right.
One of the original Musketeers, too. Oh, Frankie Avalon.
Oh, that's right. You got it. That's
there
the
you
first
go.
One. Frankie Avalon, 100% right.
Win the prize.
You just won yourself a $10 gift card from who?
Subway.
Yeah. You can take the subway in New York City on the train, or you can take the food. It's called Subway, and you just won it. Your name is Kevin.
By the way, Happy New Year.
Can you think of another person besides? You're right, Frankie. There was another person, too, who was pretty popular.
Oh, I can't think of
also
his name.
Also from Philadelphia.
Oh.
His initials are B-R.
B-R?
Yep.
B-R.
Bobby.
Oh, B.
Oh, I know who that is.
Oh, B-R. Oh.
First name is Bobby.
Rydell.
Rydell. Oh. Yeah, Bobby Rydell.
Yep. Well, we go back.
Frankie
to
was in most
tomorrow.
Of the movies with Annette. Yep. Yep. You're right
yeah,
there.
Well, we're back. Yep. Well, I just remember that because we watched those all in the 70s as reruns all the time.
Yeah.
So how's Greensboro treating you?
Yeah. Okay. It's not too cold.
Not too cold. Oh, no. It's cold back in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, it ain't too bad there either. I check the weather there. But we go back to the sweatshop tomorrow.
So what did you do New Year's Eve?
That's funny.
Went to bed.
What did you do New Year's Eve? You go party?
Nope, didn't do anything.
Neither. Stayed
just sat here, played on the computer, and went to bed.
Call in, Kevin. Thank you.
Yep, we'll catch you later. But
all right, stay well. Yep. Thanks for calling in.
All right. We'll send you your subway.
Enjoy. Gary, you still there?
Yeah, I am. Well, we got a winner anyhow out of it.
Okay, well, the question is, Annette was with the Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Okay, now, question. I'm going to mention the name, see if you ever think of who I'm talking about. The first name is Howdy. Anybody know the second name?
Howdy.
Howdy.
Howdy Doody.
Oh, you did. You got it. Howdy Doody. Yeah, Howdy Doody.
That was my buddy.
Howdy Doody time.
Howdy Doody time.
Now, listen to me. Don't say anything, Gary, because you probably know the answer. But Howdy Doody. With another character. What was his name? Anybody know that? Howdy Doody was with another character.
Yep.
Anybody can know it? 407-894. It's a trivia question. 407-894-1680. Anybody know this one? Going back now, a lot of years with Howdy Doody. A lot of places in this country maybe not even got Howdy Doody.
A lot of people didn't notice, though, Michael.
Howdy Doody. There was a guy named Bob. I'm not talking Bob. And Howdy Doody. But there was a character.
Uh-huh.
Who was the character? It starts in that letter. First initial is C. C like Charles. Anybody have an idea who the character is? 407-894-1680. Howdy Doody. These are old-time things we're talking about now.
Okay. I got another one after that one, Michael, before you. Okay. Same time, too. Right around the same time.
We're going to play a song later on in the show, a trivia, that's going to be, I call it my national anthem for me. This song was written by the fellow who's going to sing the song for someone else. It became a monster record. The song has been done by many, many artists. And when you hear it later on the show, you'll understand. If you listen to the words, I'm going to have to play the song in great. We'll try to sing through most of it. Because if you play most of it, listen to the words, that's my life. Looking forward to play the song, and then you'll guess who's singing it. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We shall be right back, and I mean right back. Don't go away. Listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. And if you have anything to say that you would like to say, why don't you give us a call next time around. 407-894-1680. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Let's be honest. Many of us experience joint discomfort and achiness and stiffness and soreness that comes with inflammation and age. Many of us are baby boomers. Well, Upgrade is a health and wellness company committed to revolutionizing healthcare through plant-based ingredients. Upgrade's flagship product, Perform Daily Inflammation, or Perform for short, is designed to alleviate joint discomfort, aches, and stiffness, and the soreness that comes with inflammation. Upgrade Perform uses a proprietary blend of turmeric, ashwagandha, tart cherry, and ginger root that is fully organic and consists of the most bioavailable turmeric on the market without unnecessary additives like black pepper and harmful synthetic chemicals. To learn more, visit them at www.upgrade.com, and that's spelled UPGRAID. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO20 at checkout to receive 20% off on all orders. Let Upgrades perform for you. The Assistive Technology Industry Association is excited to bring its annual conference online this winter, ATIA 2021. AT Connected, ATIA's annual event focused on learning about assistive technology across age, disability, and environments, will be held online the last week of January and first week of February. This year's conference features a powerful education strand focused on vision and hearing technologies, as well as the world's leading companies showcasing the latest in vision-related assistive technologies. Check out the exhibitor experience and all the prizes ATIA exhibitors are giving away. This year, there's also a range of registration options, including a free option. Learn more and register to attend by visiting atia.org/blindandbeyond. And don't forget, you can get 20% off full conference registration with discount code ATIA21VISION.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's X-A-V-I-E-R, SocietyForTheBlind.org.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
My question.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. Welcome back. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, I hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. We've got some calls on the line calling in. Quick. Who's on the line?
All right, we got Hello. Janice from St. Petersburg, Florida. Janice, you on?
Hello. Yes. Hi.
Is it Janice? Is it from?
Yes.
Janice, you're calling in from where now?
St. Petersburg, Florida. Uh-huh.
Okay, so.
Is it Clarabelle?
100% right.
You got
Clarabelle
it.
Is right. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
You just won yourself a $10 gift card.
All
what
right.
What's that?
Thank you.
And then you want a $10 gift card from Subway.
Okay,
Clarabelle
is
the answer.
All right, you're welcome. Don't forget to give Chris your address.
We can send you. Who else on the line? Anybody else on the line?
All right, Janice, hold on one moment. Let's go talk with our good friend Jody in New Hampshire. Jody, you on the phone line.
Computer, stop.
Jody, New Hampshire. How you doing, New Hampshire?
Hi, Michael, Lynn, and Gary. Happy New Year.
Hey, Jody.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
So I guess somebody already guessed it, right?
Yeah.
What? The answer was Clarabelle. Is that what you're asking about?
Yeah, but it was Bob Gershon that also played Captain Kangaroo.
Yeah, I said next to How to Do with Bob.
Favorite show, Captain Kangaroo.
Yeah, Captain Kangaroo.
We have to say goodbye quickly because our guest
is in the Zoom room. Well, call in later. Maybe we'll get another answer. Later. Maybe we'll get next one.
Thanks for calling in, Jody. All right. Well, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thanks for listening. Keep on listening.
All righty. Thank you, Jody. And we got our good friend, John Strude. He said he know he already won, but if nobody gave it, he wanted to give it out to you. John, how you doing, John?
I'm doing fine, Chris. How are you doing?
Good. Happy
That's
New Year.
John from Indiana.
Happy New Year, John.
Happy New Year, John.
Is there Chris and Michael, Lynn, Gary?
Hey.
Yeah, the other person. There was another person on that Howdy Doody show too. It was. He's called Phineas T. Bluster. Did you know? Remember him?
I remember, but I wouldn't remember his name. You're 100% right. I remember.
Yeah, I remember him.
He almost like a beard. He was a funny guy.
Another. We have to do a whole show.
Yeah,
on
we have to do one. Yeah, different shows. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, there was an Indian.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
All right.
Well, you want me to tell you another person on there?
Not now.
Not
save
now.
Save
for another time. Thanks for calling in.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Right now,
you introduce us.
Right now, it is my pleasure to introduce you to our next guest caller. She's all the way from Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania. They know her as, well, they know her about a lot of things. I knew her before she was a highness. Now she's more than a highness. She's
blindness
and a lot of other names. Her name is Liz.
Liz Alexa.
Hey, Liz.
Otherwise, a.k.a. her royal blindness.
Yes.
Yeah.
Any other a.k.a.s?
No. I think that about covers it.
Wait a minute. Logan's mother. She's Logan's mother.
Bryce's mother.
So what do you have to say for yourself, young lady there from Pennsylvania? Is it nice and cold up there?
Well, they were calling for rain. You know, it was 50 degrees yesterday and beautiful, sunny, and they were calling for rain this morning, nice and cold, and we wake up to snow. But I'm not going to complain because it's still beautiful.
To you.
Liz, we're so happy you joined us tonight, and one of the reasons why I told Michael that I was inviting you back on the show is because every time I turn around, you're accomplishing something else, and you just are amazing.
Oh,
you're an inspiration to me, and I thought beginning of 2021, what better person to have on the show than Liz Alexa to inspire us all.
And we got our Miss Green from your neck of the woods. That's also another reason. Miss Green came from Lehigh Valley.
Well, I am just so flattered and honored that you guys asked me to be on again. It's always a joy to be on. I look forward to it.
Well, it wasn't always easy for you, Liz, right?
I'm sorry, say that again. It cut
she
out.
She said it wasn't always
it
easy.
It wasn't always easy for you. When Michael first, I think, Michael, you spoke to Liz a few years ago.
Yeah.
I'll let you take it from here.
It was a while back.
Yeah.
Before her mindset was focused and straight as an arrow as it is now.
I was pretty convinced that I had no purpose. I was pretty convinced that there was no point in doing anything as someone who was living blind. But my views quickly changed. I became part of a great organization in my area called the Lehigh Valley Council of the Blind, and they had supported me and accepted me for who I was. And it wasn't, I walked in the room and I'm like, oh, there's a blind girl. It was, no, there's another person who let's welcome her for and show her what she's capable of, because I didn't even know at that point. And I started realizing that I wasn't worthless. I was actually quite worth it. And all I had to do was believe in myself. I really started to work hard at it.
Liz, I have to interrupt you. That's the first thing for everyone listening to this radio show. Everyone listening to this radio show. No one, and I have to repeat this many times, is worthless. Everyone is something. The whole idea is you have to be focused on your own mind to understand. Like you took time to understand. You have a lot going for you, a lot.
Liz?
You just have to understand what you have going for you.
You lost your sight from diabetes, correct?
I did. I was diagnosed diabetic at the age of 6 and went completely blind at the age of 27. And that happened extremely quickly in less than 3 months from fully sighted to completely blind. And I had to adjust my mindset pretty quickly. And it's gotten to the point where, you know, I've always been a fighter with my health issues. I'm not one to give up easily, but now even more so. I want to beat the stereotype of, you know, all those negative things that, people say for, people who are blind. You know, it's just not true. I can do anything I want to. I just need to believe in myself and set goals and achieve them. And I'm doing that. I'm proving to myself that I'm more than capable because I believe in myself. And like I said, it's not always easy. It's hard and it takes a lot of work, but as long as you, keep at it, you'll get there.
Did you teach Logan, your son Logan, did you teach him what you learned?
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. And he's excelling in school. He's part of the National Honor Society and a senior patrol leader in his Boy Scout troop. And he's been recognized with a lot of leadership conferences where he's been selected as one of the highest leaders in our community for the youth. And it's really wonderful because I can actually see that my hard work for myself has paid off by showing not only him, but other people in the community that you can do anything you put your mind to.
But Liz, for people out there who might be losing their sight now, or maybe they've lost their sight quite a while ago and still haven't motivated themselves, what did you do? What was the first thing that you did? How do you do it? How do you just change your mindset like that? Okay, now I'm going to be positive and I'm going to go to Lehigh Valley, you know, Association for the Blind. How did you do that? Was it just one day or, you know, that you just said, okay, this is it, I'm going to do it?
No, not at all. It took quite a lot of time and work. And I had attended several different meetings for the Lehigh Valley Council of the Blind. And I remember at one point I stopped going. I said, I'm not doing this. I'm not going to associate myself with these blind people.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
I'm doing air quotes right now because I didn't want to accept myself in that vision. I refused to use my red and white cane for a while because I was afraid what other people would think.
Wow, that doesn't sound like you, Liz.
I know.
Oh, that's not the Liz we know.
It's totally different. It just took time and having someone else believe in me and say, you know what, you can do this. And there was a lady, she's one of my dearest friends. She works for our local Center for Independent Living. She was the first person I talked to when I lost my sight. And I didn't even know she was blind. She said to me, after I spent like an hour crying on the phone, you know, complaining, saying I'm never going to be able to amount to anything, she said, you do realize you'll never be anything short of a neurosurgeon, brain surgeon. You can do anything you want to. You just have to, you know, believe in yourself. And it kind of clicked a little bit. And then I started going to meetings again for the council. And I said, you know, I can do this. And then I realized I had people in my life who were willing to support me despite the change in my vision. And I had my son I had to be a role model for and his friends. And then I kept thinking, well, I'm not just going to sit around and do nothing. What can I do? So I decided to go back to school and I followed my dreams and I followed my heart and my passion. And I just graduated from Cedar Crest College with my bachelor's degree in applied psychology. And this past week, I was accepted into grad school and I will be attending Rosemont College in their master's of counseling program. And
hey, Liz, congratulations.
Yes.
Hey, Liz, this is Gary.
Hi, Gary.
I just want to ask you if I might have missed you or not, but did you go to anything like the Lighthouse or up in Lehigh?
No, we don't have anything like that. We have the Bureau for Blindness and Visual Services, and they have rehabilitation counselors that will come to the house and work with you.
Isn't Keystone near you?
Keystone.
Well, we are the Keystone.
Keystone Association for the Blind. There's six offices in Pennsylvania.
Not that I know of, but then again, I'm still kind of new with this, and I don't know all the groups in my area, so it could be.
Now, what I'm trying to get at is I know you go to the Council of Blind now, but where most of the people would get our training and education of the blindness and how to do things, daily activities and all that is so important. I don't think I'd have been able to be a blind person without the Lighthouse teaching.
Don't forget, Gary, you're one of the lucky ones because not everywhere
people.
Yeah, no, I'm just figuring this out. Not everybody's got that. I guess how fortunate we are.
Yeah.
Right, she's upstate PA. When did you get your guide dog, Liz?
I went blind in September 2017, and I got Bryce Crispy in May of 2014. And we have been a hardworking pair ever since. He is from the Seeing Eye in Morristown, New Jersey.
Oh, that's
where I went.
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful.
Yeah, I went there in 83. I had three dogs from there.
I wasn't born yet, Gary. I'm sorry to tell you that.
But I was looking for you.
What do you think?
Yeah, she wasn't born yet. Gary said he was looking for
me. But I appreciate the thought way ahead of time. But, you know, this whole journey has been incredible. And I constantly tell people that I wouldn't be where I am today if I wouldn't have gone through what I've gone through. I wouldn't have the growth mindset that I have and the desire to want to keep improving myself so that I can in turn support and empower others in the process. If I hadn't lost my sight, because it took me losing my sight to find my purpose and to finally believe in myself.
For those folks that were calling in that would like to talk to Alexa, we'll wait.
Why don't we go to break now?
We're going to break
we'll
now?
Chris, if that's okay with you, because I know we have a few callers that want to say hi to Liz. So we'll go to a quick break and then come back and take the callers. What do you think, Michael?
Yeah,
okay. And also, Liz.
Yes, sir.
You there? Later on, after we come back, I'm going to play one of my trivia songs. Well, I want you to listen to this song because I say this is these words. That's my national anthem. I want you to listen to the words. When you listen to these words...
Well, it's your personal anthem.
Yes, my personal... Well, no, it's my personal national anthem. I want you to listen to these words and tell me how you feel about these words that this guy is singing.
Right.
You might have known the song. If you know the song, it's very appropriate what we're talking about right now. And after you're off the radio show, if you can call back and let us know what you thought of these words of this guy who's singing the song.
So have a seat on our couch in the Zoom room, Liz, and we're going to go to break.
We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We're going to break. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
A new offering from CVS Pharmacy is making it easier for patients with visual impairments to manage their prescriptions. Spoken RX is a new feature in the CVS Pharmacy app that allows patients to use their smartphone to scan a sticker on the bottom of their prescription bottle and hear important medication information read out loud in English or Spanish. Currently, the patient's name, medication strength, and dosage instructions are communicated, with more information coming in future enhancements. 1,500 CVS Pharmacy locations will be equipped to use these stickers by the end of the year, and they'll be available in all CVS Pharmacy locations nationwide by the end of 2021. To learn more about Spoken RX or check availability near you, visit cvs.com/SpokenRx.
Protect your head from tree branches, signs, and anything your cane doesn't pick up with a Sunu Band, the first smart mobility aid for blind pedestrians.
It's very discreet. I can scan around with my wrist, and the vibrations tell me where the obstacles are in real time. It's like having an invisible cane for my upper body. It makes it easy to keep social distant, navigate crowds, following waiting lines, and more. On top of that, the free mobile app guides me to places, streets, and destinations step by step. The best part is I don't need to take my phone out of my pocket to use these features. Sunu Band is amazing.
Visit sunu.com and learn more. Use discount code BEYOND40 and receive $40 off your Sunu Band. That's sunu.com, sunu.com.
Sunday Scaries is thrilled to partner with the Blind and Beyond radio show. As one of the nation's most trusted CBD brands, Sunday Scaries has always been solely focused on tackling the growing problem of daily anxiety. Sunday Scaries' proprietary vitamin-enriched CBD products were made just to help you relax and chill out. They're legal in all 50 states, and there's no THC, so you won't get high. Did you know that almost 70% of CBD in the U.S. is imported from China? That's terrifying. All of Sunday Scary's CBD is sourced from USDA-certified farms outside Denver, so you can trust the quality. Try Sunday Scary's today with a 100% money-back guarantee at SundayScaries.com and save 25% off your first purchase with code BB25.
Let's be honest. Many of us experience joint discomfort and achiness and stiffness and soreness that comes with inflammation and age. Many of us are baby boomers. Well, Upgrade is a health and wellness company committed to revolutionizing healthcare through plant-based ingredients. Upgrade's flagship product, Perform Daily Inflammation, or Perform for short, is designed to alleviate joint discomfort, aches and stiffness, and the soreness that comes with inflammation. Upgrade Perform uses a proprietary blend of turmeric, ashwagandha, tart cherry, and ginger root that is fully organic and consists of the most bioavailable turmeric on the market without unnecessary additives like black pepper and harmful synthetic chemicals. To learn more, visit them at www.upgrade.com, and that's spelled UPGRAID. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO20 at checkout to receive 20% off on all orders. Let Upgrades Perform. Perform for you.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Thanks for listening. This is your host, Michael. The phone number here is 407-894-1680. It's 407-894-1680. We've been talking to Liz Alexa from Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania. Liz Alexa, are you still there?
I most certainly am.
Good. Glad you're still there. We have some callers on the line that would like to talk to you. I think there's Sheila Young on the line from Orlando, Florida. Sheila Young, are you there?
Good evening, everybody. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Sheila.
I just had to call in to say hi to Liz. I think I know who she is, but I'm not 100% sure. So congratulations on your journey, and congratulations on finding your abilities.
I think I lost her.
No, I'm
here. We can hear her.
Sheila, if you can hear us, it's hard to hear you.
It's hard to hear you, Sheila.
Okay, can you hear me better now?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, congratulations on your journey, Liz.
Thank you so much.
And congratulations on finding your abilities. You didn't lose any friends, because if you had lost them, they weren't friends to begin with. So, I only knew that because Chris had accidentally put me through when you guys were talking. So, anyway, it's
well,
okay. It's all
so
good.
Much.
But, anyway, congratulations on what you're doing. And not every state has lighthouses, but they do have other rehab centers. So just keep working with your Lehigh or whatever they're called, council, because your resources are there. So congratulations.
Thank you, Sheila.
Thank you, Sheila. That's Sheila from Orlando calling in.
Before we go to our next caller for Liz, I just wanted to tell everybody that Liz now is she's a certified coach in so many. Why don't you tell real quickly, Liz?
I'm
a life coach. What else?
Yes, I'm a certified professional life coach, happiness life coach, confidence life coach, goal success life coach, life purpose life coach.
Wow.
And I just earned my master's life coaching certification, and now I'm working on my mindfulness certification.
There you go. There you go.
Right.
Let's hear some of these people. Okay. First caller, who is it? Who's the first caller, Chris? Next caller. Who is the next caller?
We got Debbie from Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Debbie from Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Hi,
are you there, Debbie?
Hey, Debbie. Yes, I am.
Happy New Year. This is the amazing woman who helped me in my journey. This is
really?
Debbie.
Oh.
Hi, Debbie. Welcome to the Blind Me On Radio Show.
Oh, thank you. Happy New Year, everybody. Hello, Liz.
You too.
Hi, Debbie.
I just wanted to call in. I'm listening to you all day long since you are just so upbeat and just into everything. And I think I want to just say something that I don't think you said on the show, but all the stuff that you are doing right now, you know, you got your bachelor's degree, you got accepted for your master's degree, you're doing all the life coaching accelerated courses. She just doesn't stop. So congratulations, and I'm telling the world now.
Well. That's very nice.
Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you, Debbie, for calling in.
You're welcome. I'll talk to you
and
later.
And keep on listening to the Blind Me On Radio Show. Thanks, Debbie,
all
for
right.
calling in. Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Who's the next caller?
Oh, I think that was it?
Point.
Yeah. So, Liz, tell everybody about your poetry. I'm amazed. I see you write things almost daily.
Oh, goodness. I have found that writing poetry, whether it be rhyming or not rhyming, has been an unbelievable coping mechanism for me. I have turned to putting my emotion and my pain and whatever I'm feeling into written word. I can't really say how I do it because I don't know. I just sit down and start typing and let my fingers go. And when I'm done, I say, oh, that sounds good. but I do have a passion for it. I have over 70 poems that I've written thus far, and I'm hoping to get my first book of poetry published this spring sometime, if everything goes the way I'm hoping.
Well, thank you.
That's okay, because I can always try harder next time.
Well, thank you very much for calling in. And as I said before, I want you to listen to this song. We're going to play in another minute. I want you to listen to the words, and I want to hear what you think of it. This song is my personal national anthem. I think if you listen to the words of this song, I think you'll like these words. You might say the same thing as this song was written for you. Chris, if you can play the trivia song right now, the trivia song, let's hear it. 407-894-1680, if you know this song. Who's singing this song?
I lived a life
trivia song.
I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this. I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, and saw it through without exception. And I planned each charted course, each careful step
along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times I'm sure you knew when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, whenever there was doubt, I ate it up and I spit it out. But I faced it all and I stood tall and I did it. I did it my way.
What has become?
Frank Sinatra.
If love himself, then he has not
to say the things he truly feels, and not the words of one who kneels. The record will show.
So the question is, who's singing that song? He wrote it for Frank Sinatra. It was the number one song for a long time. It's my personal national anthem. So what are you singing that song? Have you heard that song before, Liz?
Oh, absolutely. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's absolutely beautiful.
Some
I have one that I play all the time. It's called Better Place by Rachel Platten. It's a little more today time. You know, a little more poppy. Some people may call it bubblegum music, but that one gets me through quite a bit.
What's the name of it again? I'll write it down.
I'm not familiar with that song, to tell you the truth.
It's called Better Place.
Better
Rachel
Place?
Platten.
Rachel Platten? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Michael stays back in the olden days.
Well, that song, though,
that's
My Way.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I listen to music all the time.
Playing it.
This
is it?
I'll tell the world I'll sing the song. It's a better place since you came along.
And I feel this way about my guide dog and all the important people in my life that have helped me in my journey.
Kisses are the ocean breeze. Everything's all right when you're with me. And I am my favorite thing. Oh, the love that you bring. Well, it feels like I've opened my eyes again, and the colors are golden and bright again. There's a song in my heart, I feel like I belong. It's a better place since you came along. It's a better place since you came along.
I'm going to have to listen to old songs. Chris. Okay, Chris. Thank you, Chris. We'll have to play that song. We'll have to listen to that song. Thank you, Alexa. I mean, Liz, you must be tired of all this.
It's quite okay.
Okay. You want to wait and see if there's an answer to the trivia? Or...
Somebody will call in and see who's singing the song. Anyway, thanks for coming on. Thank you.
That's finally, Liz.
We loved having
Thanks
you, Liz.
Thanks so much for having me, guys. Happy New Year. And
Happy New Year to you.
All the best
Happy New
to you.
Year.
Much success to you and to Logan.
And good luck with Logan. May he grow up to be a fine young man.
He is.
How old is he now? 16?
I think so.
16. He'll be 17 in April.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Oh, goodness. That's only 4 months away. 3 months away.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, dear.
You stay safe.
Stay safe and be well.
Yeah, you guys as well.
Take care.
Take care.
Bye now.
Good night.
Bye bye, Liz.
Good night.
So we're still waiting for the trivia. Anybody know who's singing that song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song? And also, if you don't know, he wrote the song. The fellow who's singing the song wrote the song, but it wasn't big by him. It was number one song by Frank Sinatra. Frank Sinatra was in the background singing the song.
Oh, I'm sure somebody will know.
Who was singing that song?
Boy, Chris, that was really quick pulling up that song for her.
Yeah, he found that fast.
This is just what I do. This is what I do.
Hey, you know what they say, Chris? You're quick at the stick.
Chris, what's up at the Shaw residence this year in 2021?
Well, we're looking to stay as much as we can debt-free. That's the main thing right now for the year.
Debt-free, listen to this.
Yeah, just staying debt-free and continue to encourage and uplift everybody around us.
Well, that sounds like a good plan.
That's our motivation for the year, to encourage our students, our kids to do better, to encourage everybody that we come in contact with. And if there's a way that we can help out to try to get you on the right track and just be debt-free, work at it.
Is your oldest going to school, or is she doing it remotely?
Oh, she's going to stay at home. She's working remotely from home. So she's going to stay at home. We're not going nowhere near anybody.
Yeah.
Even when I walk in the mall, I walk in the mall. I'm like, it's too many people. Let's turn around. We'll come back.
Oh, yeah. I won't go near a mall. Is Nakia working remotely also?
She's working from home as well. And I just was just informed that all of my students won't be coming back until next month.
Oh, so everybody's going to be home working.
Right, which is great.
Yeah.
So nobody's on the line calling in?
Nope, nobody's on the line calling in.
Nobody knows the song. Okay,
you just stumped everybody. This one, Mike.
Give the answer, and I'm going to give another trivia.
Okay.
Go ahead, Mike. The answer is Paul Anka. Paul Anka was singing the song. He's the one that wrote that song. He wrote My Way. He also did another thing that was very big, the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, the theme for Tonight Show. He wrote that, too. He wrote a lot of big songs. Yep. He wrote that.
Gary, thanks.
Okay, Gary, you're up with a trivia.
Another trivia here. We're talking about Captain Kangaroo tonight. Who was his sidekick?
Oh, I thought you were going to ask that other one. Oh, that's a good one. Oh, I know the answer.
What, Captain Kangaroo's sidekick?
I'm so sad when he
it reminds me of your dog.
Yeah, that's a good hint.
So if anybody knows, anybody knows Michael's name of his dog, you should get this one.
Which dog, though? Is it one of the three?
Well, there's one, but one in particular.
Yeah.
The oldest one.
That's a good hint.
Uh-huh.
So did you like that show, Gary, when you were a kid? I loved it.
What song? What show?
Oh, Captain Kangaroo.
I was too old for it already.
Yep. I watched it every morning before I went to school. That was my buddy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And was it known that the Captain Kangaroo was Clarabelle the Clown?
I don't know.
What was this? Clarabelle was
Captain Kangaroo was Clarabelle the Clown.
John Stroot, I think, called in before and said, did you know?
Right. The Howdy Doody? The Clarabelle.
No, Clarabelle was also the cast of the actor from...
No.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, neither did I.
Hmm. He was on two shows?
I guess.
Clarabelle? I didn't know that.
Yeah, maybe it was the same studio, so that he could do that easily.
Yeah, at Happy Days, in one of the episodes, one of the boys found out that Captain Kangaroo was Clarabelle the Clown and was going to give out the secret. And boy, everyone got mad at him. Got to give up because he went and took a picture of Clarabelle the Clown, turned into Captain Kangaroo.
Gary, while we're waiting for a possible answer, what is your message for 2021 for everybody out there? This year,
my message for this year to everybody, with all the problems we've had, let's everybody get together and love each other. Let's be a happy year and no fighting. I know all this election stuff and all the movements have been done and all the bad things out there happening, the riots. And just want to turn everything to a happy, go back to happy again.
You're right.
That's what I ask.
Everything is so divisive now. You're right, Gary.
You're talking about the movies and shows like Howdy Doody and all those. It was a good time. Those times were not like now.
No, that was good times.
What's that in the background?
What are you saying, Chris?
Uh-oh. Happy Days. Happy Days are here.
You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Can't be wrong. Rocking and rolling, they're all we are. These days are
ours. These days are ours. This is one of my favorite doo-wop songs, Mike.
Yeah. Around the town, show everybody what I found. Rock and roll with all my friends. Hoping the music never ends. That's Chris. Yeah, Frickin' the Stick again.
Yeah, that's all. That's all. One of my favorite doo-wop songs from back in the day.
That's a good one, Chris. Gary, that's what I say. Happy days.
Gary, I'm going to take a minute and just remind everybody that the ATIA, which is the Assistive Technology Industry Association, virtual conference is coming up sooner than later. It'll be like the last week in January. And if you would like to register, all you do is go to ATIA.org/blind-to-beyond, and you'll get 20% off the conference registration. Let me give it the discount code. I have to give the discount code. So it's ATIA. Let's see what this is. ATI 21 Vision. That's not too hard to remember. ATIA 21 Vision. And this is the conference that we, most of us, used to go to in person.
What about Tucson?
Well, I don't have that in front of me right
now. You don't?
And that's in March, so we're okay.
Okay.
This is coming up really quickly. So go register. Go to ATIA.org/blind-to-beyond.
Is anybody calling in the trivia?
No, sir.
Wow. Somebody should get that.
You want to finish it?
Do you know Chris?
Nope, you got me.
Got you, all right.
What is that? Sounds like one of the cast is doing something. And also, next week we'll be having, speaking of the ATI convention, we'll be having a guest calling in, and Bill Phillipson more. And also, we have a guest calling in from Sunu Band. So that'll be interesting. Help you navigate around with the Sunu Band. So nobody's there, huh, Chris?
No, Michael? Not yet.
I guess you're going to have to tell the end. Oh, wait, Michael. It's not
Chris?
It's Gary's question.
Don't you know the name of Michael's dog?
I know.
No.
Give me an answer. Give me an answer.
All right. It's Mr. Green Jeans.
There you go.
Mr. what? Mr. who?
Green Jeans.
Green Jeans?
Green Jeans. Mrs. Green, Green Jeans.
Heard it.
He used to wear jeans on the show.
Never heard of it.
He used to wear bib overalls, Green Jeans.
And there was a rabbit with a carrot or something.
Princess, what are you doing on the table?
No, that was Captain Kangaroo carried the carrot in his coat.
I was going to say Christmas.
No.
Mr. Green Jeans. He wore a straw hat, too.
So, Chris, do you have a message for everybody for 2021? Gary had a great message.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. The message is put 2020 behind you. We know that it came with some complications, some irritated things, but in the midst of it all, you're still here. So while you're still here, make the best of what you have in front of you, the people you have around you, and continue to encourage them to pull them up as well as yourself. When you down and out and everybody else is nowhere to be found, you got to dig deep like it's the fourth quarter in football and play this game out until you win. Stay on top. All I know how to do is win. Every time my hand go up, it stay up because I'm trying to win. I want
very good.
To
very good.
Stay to win.
Thank you.
Great message.
Well,
Chris,
thank you all for joining us tonight. Thank you so
year.
Much for Gary Sinclair. Thank you for joining us.
Sure Lynn, thing.
Thank you for being here with me. I appreciate you putting up with me. For our folks, if you want to put up with us again next week, join us next week. Listen, folks. We're not going anywhere. We'll be right back. Don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week.
Well,
what?
This is a milestone. We're starting another year, 2021.
Absolutely.
Starting.
And you know, it's not too long before we're going to be on and for 5 years now. We got that many months to go.
Finish 5 years. We'll be 6 years. April will be starting our sixth
yep.
year.
Yep, 5 years in April.
Chris has put it up with us for
over 5 years. We completed 5 years.
Wait, no, I thought it was the other way around.
Oh, we love you, Chris.
I love you guys. You guys are
We love you, Chris.
And thank you all for listening. Thank you for joining us. We thank you so much. God bless you all. Stay safe. Be well.
See you next week.
See you next week.
Yep.
See you tomorrow.
Get your shots.
Harry, love you guys.
Love you guys. Be safe.
Love you. Love you. See y'all. Be safe. Get your shots.
Show together, we're polishing up our act.